Turn in your Bible to John chapter 17. John chapter 17. John chapter 17. We want to begin reading at verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know that thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they are, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these only, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these that have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, for that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help on this thought, when Jesus prayed for me. Now, I want to lay this out tonight. Now, those of you that like to take notes, I'll just give you an outline tonight so that you can see. I want to pick this apart tonight and look at the prayer that Jesus prayed for me. Amen. And that's the title of the message, When Jesus Prayed for Me. Amen. You say, what do you say? I'm saying it's a personal thing with me. Jesus prayed for me. I believe that Jesus prayed for me personally. Amen. I believe when he prayed that prayer so many years ago, praise God, he had me on his mind. And I believe he had you on his mind. You say, why? Because he knows all things. He knew you before the foundation of the world, praise God. He knew where you was at, knew where you'd be, knew what you'd need, praise God. And I believe He prayed for you. Amen. As we see this tonight, I want to look at a couple things. Now, we know that this is the high priestly prayer that He prayed after He crossed the Kidron, amen, on those last days that He was here on this world in the flesh. And we know that He prayed for Himself. We know that He prayed for the disciples. And we know that He prayed for the church, amen, or those that would come along that would be born and birthed into the family of God through the Word that they would preach as they went along. But I want to look at this tonight and pick it apart just a little bit, that we might see how good God was to us and is to us, praise God, and the love that He had to manifest to us in His Word as He prayed this great high priest, as He prayed it for you and me. Okay? I want to see about three things, a couple of points on each one, and we'll go to the house. But if you want to take notes, you can write these down. I'll lay it out real simple so you can see it. Number one, I want to look at our Lord's spiritual priorities. Amen. Our Lord, spiritual. Do you realize the Lord had priorities? Now, I was looking at this today. I made this outline. I had to take my mother to have some injections in her back, and I was reading my little New Testament. I was seeing this stuff. Well, God just blessed my heart, and I began to pin her down just a little bit, and I began to look at this. I say, my, how this speaks to our heart, the goodness of God to me, to you and I. Amen. So we see the spiritual priorities of the Lord, our Lord's spiritual priorities. Number one, we see the glorifying of the Father. Amen. In verse 1, we see that the Bible says, and they see, we see it says, these words spake Jesus and lifted up His eyes to heaven. Amen. We see then in beforehand, He's talking about that hour that has come. And in verse 32 of chapter 16, he said in verse 31, He said, do you now believe? He said, behold, the hour cometh, yea, is can now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So the Lord gives us a piece of courage there, encouragement. Amen. And then He said He begins to speak, and He begins to pray, and He begins to look up to heaven. And He says, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee. The number one priority that the Lord had is to glorify the God of heaven. Amen. He wasn't looking to get glory. He wasn't looking to get recognition. He was looking to glorify His Father in heaven. Amen. When I get to looking at lifting up the good name of the Lord, praise God, it just blesses my heart to be able to call out His name and say, He is my God. Amen. I wrote in my Bible so many years ago, it says, in the beginning, God, and I believe it with all my heart, in the beginning, God had this little boy on His mind when He was thinking about creation, when He's thinking about world, when He was thinking about you and me, praise God, He had us on His mind. Amen. Praise God. He was thinking about us. So He comes down and He gives glory to the Father. He was glorifying the Father's name, lifting up His heavenly Father. Amen. The one that had sent Him down here, praise God, to be that propitiation, that price that He paid for us. Amen. And He glorified the Father. Why? Because the Father allowed Him to come. Amen. Before the foundation of the world, they said, man's going to mess up. He said, Father, I'll go. Amen. Can you imagine somebody said, you know what, I know how you're going to be one day as you start to grow up. Jesus, that's all right, I'll take Him. Amen. Amen. Glory be God. Most of us said, hey, if He's going to be like that, I don't want nothing to do with Him. But thank God, Lord Jesus Christ said, I'll take Him and I'll rear Him, I'll raise Him up for Your glory. Amen. The reason God, the Lord did for us what He did for us, praise God, is not for Himself, not for His sake, but for the glory of the Father. The priority, the Lord Jesus' priority was to glorify, give glory to the Father. Amen. Number two, it was to sanctify the church. And in verse 17, the Bible says, sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. The spiritual priority Lord had, praise God, was to bring up a sanctified church, a church that was separate and set apart for His glory. For whose glory? For God's glory. Amen. How do we give God glory? By listening to His Word. By being obedient to the Lord. Doing what He says, amen. Amen. He said, hearken unto my commandments. Amen. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. He said, praise God, there's not hardly any other higher commandment than that we just love each other. Amen. He said, well, it's hard to love each other, praise God. Yeah, but Jesus loved us when we were unlovable. Amen. So Jesus brought that unity in, and he brought his sanctifying how? Through the truth. What's the truth? The Word is truth. The Word of God is truth. The Word of God will stand when everything else is falling apart. When homes and lives and foundations are falling apart, when worlds are crumbling, this Word will stand true. So if we're going to build upon something, praise God, he said, let's build upon the foundation of the truth. Build upon the foundation of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and what he came to do, amen, in this world. He came to save old sinners and set us free. Amen. To sanctify us by the Word of God, through faith, praise God, in the Word of God. Amen. I'm going to ask you a question. I thought about this sitting over there. Do you believe God? Amen. 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 Some of you didn't raise your hand. Do you believe God? Amen. Amen. That's the Word of God. Amen. If we believe, he said, sanctify them through the truth. Thy Word is truth. Amen. God said, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. And he said, the number one priority on Lord's list was glorify to God, give glory to God, and to sanctify the church. Amen. For God's glory. Imagine how that fits together. He see, he puts this thing together about like a glove. It goes on your hand, fits just right. Amen. So he sanctified church. Not only did he sanctify church, but he unified the church. Amen. Look at verse 21. He said that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. See, how's the world going to believe that God sent Jesus? He said, because there's going to be a body of believers that'll believe, and there'll be a unity, praise God, in that belief. Amen. Amen. The world's going to see. You know what's wrong with the world today? They're not seeing our faith. They're not seeing our faith, praise God, that we believe God. We receive God. We know what God's saying and we believe it. He said, thy word is truth. He said, we'll unify us in the word. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen. He said, because our faith will be so strong, the world will look at it and say, there's got to be something to this. That's what used to happen. That used to be old drunkards and bootleggers all across these mountains. Praise God. Used to come to old-fashioned tent meetings and brush arbor meetings. Praise God. And they'd be out in the bushes cooking their liquor. Praise God. And the man of God would get out, get to praying, get to seeking God's face, get to preaching in the power of the Holy Spirit, and God would move upon them. Amen. They'd leave their beer joints, praise God. They'd take their stills and bust them up, praise God. They'd get rid of them and they'd find their way to the house of God. Amen. Amen. It used to make a difference. It was the church's faith that made that difference. He said, preacher, we can't make a difference in this world. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. If me and you stand up in faith and believe the Word of God, the Word of truth, we can make a difference. Amen. This little old church, this little body of believers up here at the edge of National Forest, if we stand strong in the faith, praise God, we can change this whole community. Amen. Amen. We can change the communities. This community can change the community we live in. We can change our homes, our families, and our lives. If we just believe in faith, if we come together in oneness. Amen. He said, and the glory which, verse 22 said, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. He said, because of the glory of God, we can come together in unity. Amen. Praise the God. Have you ever thought about unity in the church? Amen. It's we should constantly be trying to think, instead of pushing apart, trying to pull it together. Amen. Trying to love each other and help each other and pull it together for God's glory according to His Word. Amen. What does that take? I thought about that. So what would it take to bring unity, praise God, in a body, in a bunch of people? It would take a bunch of people that believed God. They would be called believers. Wow. What a great aspect that people could be believers of God. Amen. Ain't that called salvation? Ain't that how you, amen, ain't that how you get in, praise God? To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Amen. So when a body of believers come together in unity for God's glory, amen, that they may be one even as we are one. I and them, that's how we get started. And thou and me, because you're the one that sent me, that they may be made perfect in one, or mature in one. One body, united, praise God, going in the same direction. I believe every one of us here would like to see all our family saved. Amen. I believe every one of us like here to see all our children get in. I believe everybody here would like to see the people that we live around, our community, people we come in contact with, praise God, fall in love with Jesus. Amen. And when we come together in faith, believing, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we begin to mature, we begin to get to that place where people can see Christ in us and have that hope of glory. Amen. And we're living in a hopeless society. Mankind's is chasing after everybody in the world. That's why people are popping up and they're finding heroes. Amen. And they're chasing after that hero till that hero lets them down. And then they drop out when they'll run over somewhere else and they'll find them another hero. And they'll follow that hero till that hero lets them down. It'll happen. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that I have a hero. Amen, which is Christ Jesus, my Savior, praise God. He said He'd do it, and He done everything He said He would do, and He walked all the way, praise God, to the portals of glory. Amen, He sat down at the right hand of the Father, praise God, because He said He would. Amen, listen, young people, make Jesus your hero. Amen, follow in the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and He'll never let you down. He said, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. How's the world going to know about that? Because they're going to see it in a believer. Amen. He's going to see it in a believer. So he said, I came to priority to draw God's people together. One of these days He's going to draw us together and just take us right on to glory. Amen. I was thinking just eating, and I was up here sweeping the parking lot, and I was just praying, talking to the Lord. I believe if I get the looking, Kevin, if you get the looking on the camera and you see Pastor Jeff out there, and it looks like I've lost my mind, I'm talking to myself. Amen. I'm talking to my Lord. Amen. And I was just saying, glory to God, Jesus. I said, if this is the opportunity, if this is what you want to use, praise God, to just take us on out of here, just get us Friday night and Saturday night so full of your glory, praise God. We get to looking for you so hard, praise the Lord, and we just fly out of here to be with you. Amen. That'd be all right. Amen. He said, preacher, are you ready to die? I'm ready. I don't want to die. I want to live as long as I can. Amen. But praise God, I'm ready. Amen. I'm ready to go when He's ready to take me. Amen. But praise God, I want to shout and praise Him as much as I can before I get there. Amen. You know why? Because I want, hey, listen, brother, I want Him to know I'm on His side. Amen. When they look down, praise God, and the devil tries to dissuade, praise God, I want Jesus to be looking at me and say, now He's mine. Amen. He's full of glory. Amen. That's mine. Praise God. I don't want to be found wanting when Jesus looks on me. Bless His holy name. So He said, come to unite the church. Praise God. And number four, Bible says He came to win the lost. Amen. Look at verses 18 and 19. He says, thou hast sent me into the world. Even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctified myself. Amen. Now watch this. That they also might be sanctified through the truth. He said, I sent folks out to win the lost. He said, I sent folks out to carry the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that they might be one. Amen. His priority, what does the Bible say? He came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. He came to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. Praise God. He came to seek and to save that was lost. How do you know? Because he came, Brother Joe, he came to where I was. on a Wednesday night, 1976, come to where I was. I knew I was lost. Amen. As a little 14-year-old, I knew for years before that my granddad had painted me, hung me out over hell. I knew hell was real, and I knew I was lost, and I was headed there. But praise God, He come on that Wednesday night, come to my heart, come seeking a lost boy, praise God. Amen. Hey, I don't know who else got in that night, but praise God, I know I did. I don't remember looking at it, I don't remember seeing anybody else, but all I seen was a place where I could fall on my face and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me, a sinner. Praise God, and He saved my soul. Amen. I come out there walking about that high, praise God, and I don't remember nobody or nothing, but praise God, I remember that Jesus saved me. Amen. On a Wednesday night, 1976, praise God, at a little church in Oakland, Maryland, praise the Lord. If I could go back there, I could take you right to the place where I got down and asked God to forgive me. Amen. Why? Because Jesus come to save the lost. He came as a soul winner, praise God. To win the lost, to save a lost world. Who was that? That was me and you. That was you and I. Amen. We're lost, and He come to save us, praise God. This is Jesus' priorities. Amen. I want to ask you a question. Have you got any priorities? Amen. We ought to take this book and get us some priorities. Amen. We ought to set our priorities on the precious Word of God. So we see the Lord's spiritual priorities. And then we see, number two, we see the Lord's gifts to us. In this text, we see the gifts that God has given to us. Number one, He's promised us eternal life. Amen. What is eternal? What is eternal? What does eternal mean? Forever and ever, praise God. Never ending. Amen. Our little finite mind can't get a hold of eternal. We can't get a hold of it. If we could get a hold of eternal, praise God, eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ in a blessed state, amen, where we have perfect health, perfect vision, perfect feet, perfect knees, praise God, perfect lives, amen, perfect ambitions, perfect desire, perfect influence, perfect work, praise God, and perfect words, praise God, we'd shout our shoes off. Amen. If we realize what God gave us when He gave us eternal life. Look what He says in the Word of God. He says, as thou hast given Him power over all flesh, Him who, the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus, should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given Him. And this is life eternal. Amen. Now watch how He says eternal life and life eternal. Eternal life is life eternal. That's life, Brother Don, that never quits, never ceases. Praise God. It always will be with the Lord. A life with no end. That they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent. Do you know God this morning? Amen. Do you know God? He told him in John chapter 14, He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God? Sure, we all believe in God, right? He said, believe also in me. Because He said, in my Father's house. Praise God. Praise God. In my Father's house. In the Father's house is where things are happening. Amen. That's why we should be giving God the glory. That's why we should be lifting up God of heaven. Praise God. Give Him all the glory for all He does. Because He's offered us eternal life. Let me hurry on. Not only does He give us eternal life, but He gives us the Word. He gives us the Word. Praise God. Look at verse 8. He gives us the Word. He said, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. What did Jesus speak when He's here? He spoke the Word of God. Amen? He spoke the Word. He never spoke no foolishness. He spoke the Word of God. There's some wisdom in that. You see, a person never knows how ignorant you really are till you open your mouth. Amen? If we sit there and we sit still, we be quiet and we don't say nothing, you could be dumb as a box of rocks and nobody would never know it. Amen. Amen? I can't tell by just looking at you that you're dumb. But boy, when you go to opening your mouth, sometimes we just put a foot in it. I was telling the fellas out here today, they used to be a boy I worked with, and he never hardly said a word, but when he said something, he had something to say. He'd come eat lunch. He was a supervisor over a compound plant, and he'd come in there eat lunch with us a lot of days in the maintenance shop, And he'd sit there and never, he'd sit sometimes the whole 30 minutes, never say a word. Just sit there and look. Every now and then he'd nod. Never say a word. But when he said something, when he opened his mouth, everybody stopped. He's like E.F. Hutton. And whenever he said something, everybody stopped and listened to what he had to say. Because he always had something to say that had some kind of meaning. I mean, he had something to put forth that was worth saying. Amen. A lot of times we just talk, don't we? I think a lot of times we just like to hear our voices. Amen. Or we like to be heard. Amen. We don't really care. We don't really care if you listen to us or not. We just like to talk. Amen. Like to be heard. But he said he is the words, and he gave us the word, and they have received them, what? The word of God, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Amen. So we see he said it, he said he gave the word, and he said they received the word. Remember what I told you the other day? I think one of the messages this weekend, he said when he was preaching that there's a difference, or maybe I was talking about this weekend, there's a difference in hearing and listening. Amen. You can hear harmony. You can hear Grandma when she's talking to you. But hearing her and listening to her is two different things, isn't it? Amen. Ain't that right, Andrew? Amen. Shelby, you hear Mama speak, don't you? But listening to Mama is two different things. See, God's speaking to us. Listen, every one of us in this room tonight have been indoctrinated in the Word of God enough that we know God speaks to us through His Word. And we hear, I guarantee you, every day you hear something from God, something God's got to speak to you, amen, that you remember, it's brought up, that you remember in your mind, it's from God. You know what that is? That's God speaking to you. Praise God, you'll just jump up and say, whoa, glory. Never thought of it in that fashion. Amen. Every time He brings, you'll remember something been said from the pulpit or in a song to uplift the good. Glorify God, He's speaking to you. And we hear it, but we ought to listen. Amen. Because it's the Word of God trying to address us, trying to approach us, trying to approach unto us for His glory. And have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Amen. So we see that's that Word that speaks. Look at verse 14. He said, I have given them thy Word, and the world hath hated them. If you hear God's Word, and you listen, and you react on what you hear, what you listen to, what you hear, most of the world's going to hate you. They're not going to like you. You're going to live in such a fashion that you're going to bring a reproach on their life. Hello? Amen? Amen? Amen. Praise God. We're going to live in such a fashion because we listen to God. We're going to bring a reproach on those around us that's living outside of His Word. Can you see tonight why people's not being saved? Hello? Oh, me? The reason people's not being saved, most times they don't see no difference in us than they see everywhere else. Amen? Because we're not listening to the Word. We're not heeding what it says. He said, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Amen? He said they won't take, if it's not worldly, they don't want to hear it. You can take and pour out. I ain't putting nobody down. But sometimes I listen to some preachers on the certain radio, and it sounds like their preaching is coming out of today's newspaper. Amen? What they're doing is they're just talking about things that's happening now. Amen? And I know there's a lot of things happening. But praise God, I want to say there's a God of heaven. And He said, I'm going to take care of all these things. He said, if you seek first, seek God and seek His righteousness first, He said, I'll add all these things, shall be added unto you. Amen. If we just seek the righteousness, what's right in the eyes of God according to His Word first. He said, everything else you need, I'll supply. Amen. I've seen God supplying in a mighty fashion. Amen. Around here, it just seems to happen. Praise God, about the time we need something, somebody will show up. He said, oh, I got that in the truck. Amen. You say, well, boy, preacher, that's just luck. We ain't that lucky. Amen. We ain't that lucky. Praise God. God Almighty is supplying needs on every hand. Amen. So He supplies us with His Word. Not only does He supply us with His Word, praise God, the gift of His Word, He gives us His glory. In verse 22, look what He says. In verse 22, He said, "The glory which Thou gavest Me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one." He said, the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, praise God, I love them so much that I'm sharing My glory with them. Amen. And just like the Father looked at the Son and He said, in Thee am I well pleased. Amen. He said, I'm well pleased. Praise God. When He looks at us and we're trying to do the Word, we're trying to live right. Praise God. The Lord God of heaven, He looks down at us. He said, I'm well pleased. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's one of mine. What did you do? Jesus said, I'm sharing My glory. Amen. God gives us a gift of His glory, man, that we can share in the glory of God when we do according to God's Word. Bless His holy name. God allows, the Lord Jesus allows us to share in His glory. What does that mean? It means He's not selfish. Amen. We're selfish. If we had it, we don't want to share it. But praise God, He shares it with us, praise God, in a liberal fashion. Amen. He gives it to us. Why? Because believers, that's what God does. Believers are given the Lord Jesus Christ. The God of heaven gave us His Son. Amen. The Lord Jesus, the God of heaven gave us His Son. Amen. Amen. The gift of His Son came to us. Amen. To believers. Look at verse 2. He says, Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. Amen. Believers are given to Him, praise the Lord. In verse 6, He says, I have manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest Me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them. Twice here He says, amen, that givers were given to the Lord. Were gifts. God gave us, praise God. The further gift of to the Son, praise God, He gave me. He gives Christ us. Amen. Did you ever think of yourself as a gift to God, to God's Son? Praise God. I never thought about that. But we are gifts that's been given to God's Son. Look at verse 9. He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given Me. For they are Thine. Amen. Praise God. He said, I pray for them. He said, Father, I pray for them that You've given Me. Did you realize, praise God, that you've been given as a gift to the Lord, to the Lord Jesus Christ? As a believer, you've been given to Him. Praise God. Look at verse 11. He said, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to Thee, Holy Father. Keep through Thine own hand those whom Thou hast given Me, that they may be one as we are. Amen? Praise the Lord. So He says, we see this gift that's been given, praise God. In verse 12, He says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in Thy name. Those that Thou gavest Me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the Scripture might be fulfilled. The Lord says, every one of these precious folks that You've given Me, He said, I've kept them. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad you got somebody keeping you? Praise God. I'm glad I don't have to keep myself, but I'm glad, praise God. But not only that, it's Jesus is the Father's gift to us. Amen? Jesus is the Father's gift to us. In John chapter 3, verse 16, He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. He said, God gave His Son to us. Amen. Now, this is wild. I think on this day, it blowed my mind. So God gave us to the Son, and God gave His Son to us. Amen. That's love, praise God. Amen. That God would condescend down to us, praise God, and He would choose us to give to His Son. Praise the Lord. That's grace. That's the gift of grace. And nothing else. Bless His holy name. So we see that the spiritual priorities of Christ, we see the gifts that He's given to us, but we see the Lord's plan for overcoming the world. Number 3, we see the Lord's plan for overcoming the world. He said in chapter 16, the last verse 33, He said, I have overcome the world. He said, wow, Pastor, I'd like to know how to overcome the world. Well, let me tell you what Jesus said. Number 1, He said, seek God's glory first. Amen? To seek God's glory first. To look for God's glory first. Amen? Number two, he said to experience God's joy. Look at verse 13. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Amen? God's plan is to glorify God and give glory to God and be filled with the joy of Christ, Jesus our Savior. Amen. Do you joy in the Lord? I think if we ain't careful, the old devil will come along, he'll steal our joy. Amen? He'll steal our joy. But we can't let him. We have to experience God's joy every day. Not only do we experience God's joy, but we're sanctified by the Word. And we've seen in verse 17, now these, see, don't these sound familiar? Amen? This is God's plan for overcoming the world. He said that we'd be sanctified by the Word. Verse 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. So what is to be sanctified? What does it mean? Sanctified means to be set apart. Amen? To be set apart for a purpose. To be distinguished. Amen? Different. You might say it's to be separate. Amen? See, where we're missing today, we're not seeking to be separate. We're wanting to fit in. Amen. Listen, I don't want to fit in. Now, I'm not going to go crazy with that crowd, Brother Kevin, that's going out there in the world and punching holes in their ears and putting markings all over their body. I seen a lady today that had tattoos on her arms. I mean, just tattooed all to pieces. And she had some of the stupidest tattoos on her arms I've ever seen. One day she'll come to herself when she quits drinking and gets off the drugs. That's the only way you do that to your body if you was messed up. And she'll come to herself and say, what in the world have I done? Amen? The Bible said we're supposed to be separate. Your body is the temple of God, whose temple you are. Amen. We live in this temple. We're not supposed to defile. It's like putting graffiti on a church house. You don't do it. Amen. Not supposed to put any markings on our bodies. Markings for the living or the dead. Amen. Because that's what a custom was to do. But they said, you don't do that. But he said to sanctify it through the Word. That separation. Look at verse 19. He said, for their sakes I sanctify. Now watch this. I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified through the truth. See what Jesus said? Jesus said, I'm going to set you an example. Amen. I'm going to give you something that you can follow. And he said, so that you can be right, so you can live right, so you can act right, so you can have a right attitude. He said, I'm going to sanctify myself. I'm going to set myself apart. He said, just follow me. Let me be your example. He come up against every obstacle in this world that we face. The religious crowd, everybody in this world, praise God, tried to persecute him, put him down, and Pilate judged him. He looked for witnesses, and he said, I find no fault in him. And God the Father said, in him I'm well pleased. In thee I'm well pleased. Amen. He sanctified him. He says, I sanctify myself. Amen. What it means? That means Jesus Christ lived his life with purpose. Amen. He lived his life with purpose to serve God Almighty, to live a virtuous life, amen. He's sanctified by the Word, amen. Seek to win the lost, amen. Verse 18, 19, we've read and you're hearing. He came to seek the lost. He said, you sent me into the world, even as I have also sent them into the world, amen. He said, I come to save those lost sinners. That was his plan, amen. Not only come to seek the lost, but he come to encourage the unity of God's people to come together. Amen. Verse 20 and 21, neither pray either for these alone, but for them also that also believe on me, believe on me through thy word, that they all may be one. Amen. He said, come together to call us to unity. So we see the spiritual priorities of Lord Jesus Christ in his spiritual priorities was also his plan for overcoming the world. Amen. The spiritual priorities of Lord Jesus Christ was the plan for overcoming the world. How do we overcome the world? We follow the plan. Amen. He gave us a plan. In one chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ lays us out a plan shows us the reason we follow the plan, because those marvelous gifts of God that He's bestowed upon us. Amen. Because of His love. Praise God. Because of the grace of God. Because of that love of God. That unmerited favor of God that we don't deserve. And because of it, He said He gave us the power to overcome the world. The plan to overcome the world. Amen. Are you having struggles in the world? Well, I want to tell you tonight on the authority of God's Word that Jesus prayed for you just like He prayed for me. And the Bible said that tonight He's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I. What does that mean? That means that Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, is sitting there praying for us. Amen. Praying for us.